Transits. Shukra, on May 29, Shukra, Venus transits Mithuna and Dikataka on June 22. Buddha, between May 26 and June 3, Buddha, Mercury transits Mithuna. On June 3, he becomes retrograde and comes back to Vrishabha. On June 2, Mars transits Karka. On June 15, Sun transits Mithuna. Saturn goes retro on May 23. Jupiter goes retro on June 22. There is so much for me to write this month. There is so much that will change. Almost all the planets are transiting this month, other than Rahu and Ketu. So there is so much going on everywhere. Saturn and Jupiter retro reports will be uploaded shortly. You may please visit my YouTube channel for the videos on the same topics in Kannada. Stock markets. The markets will see corrections and stability thereby. Correction happens to sectors related to power such as defense, fire and energy. Correction also happens to medicine, pharma, adventure tourism, fitness, machines, weapons, metals and the related sectors. The next major sectors to correct are oil, petroleum, natural gas, biochemical, bioresearch, agriculture, farming, poultry, fodder. Growth happens in business, fashion, FMCG, movie, art, banking and related sectors. Negative beta tendency is seen in research stocks, media, communication, technology, publishing, news, maths, accounting, astronomy, space research, stock market research and related industries. May to June Corona update. May will continue to cause stress and anxiety. But June will definitely see a more stable trend. But there are fears of a hidden spread of black, white and yellow fungus. As long as Rahu does not leave Vrishabha, we are not completely safe. As all the planets have now come into contact with Rahu in Vrishabha, now we get a breather. For all those who have not watched my interview on the Bangalore Times, I'm putting out some info here again. Click on the link below. https://chirmshamskrutam.blogspot.com/2021/05/astrologer-devayashri-bestastrologer.html. Rahu stays in Vrishabha till 2022 March. Between March 17 – April 13, Rahu slowly transits and settled down in Mesha. For the spread to become many folds and for another wave as such, we need a combination of planets to increase or magnify the effect. Do not forget to read about the updates at the bottom of the page. Wishing a bright month to all. Mesha, June forecast for Moon sign Aries. All the action this month lies in your social and your home areas. Confidence is good. Friends are very helpful. People in the media industry have a great time this month. June 3rd onwards, you are mostly focusing on fixing or revisiting on old money or a communication-related issue. An old family situation which gives happiness is likely to return now. All is well. Mars in your house of heart, mother and immobile assets makes these areas slightly difficult to handle. There could be some depressive tendencies in these areas this month. Watch out for this. After the 15th, all problems get laid to rest. Confidence improves amazingly and you will become a social beast. Siblings and extended family bring the most joyful time of the year. Vrishabha, June forecast for Moon sign Taurus. The month revolves around your immediate family and your extended family. You will have a lot of joy from the above said sources. You will also have lots of confidence this month. All is well on these sectors. Buddha or Mercury goes retro and transits your own sign. This can bring an old hurt or tricky situation back into your life. Communication with others becomes important. You might be in an introspective mood. But that is fine as long as the negativity doesn't spill out to others. After the 15th, things on the home front can get irritable. Better to avoid ego with the near and dear ones. It is as a family that you shine now, not as individual members. Mithuna, June forecast for Moon sign Gemini. You are very attractive this month. All are finding reasons to speak to you. This makes you more friendly. Even those who opposed you earlier may now be willing to speak to you to erase the misunderstanding. After the 3rd, health needs care. You should avoid worrying about unwanted matters. Meditation and spiritual intelligence are what should be taken refuge to, for any boredom that you might face. Family life can see some stress due to Mars transiting this area. Financial security of the family is the focus now. Some amount of helplessness can be seen in the family environment. Avoid depressive thoughts with loved ones. After the 15th, you are shot to spotlight. Be royal as the royal planet of the zodiac is now in your sign. Shine and be seen. Karka, June forecast for Moon sign Cancer. This month will focus a lot on rest and your private life. Some of you may choose to spend quality time with your spouse. A few others might be having misunderstandings and so may end up missing your soulmate. After the 22nd, misunderstandings melt away and doors to closeness open. Someone from a recent past could return. This could be related to some group activity or a past financial gain situation. Whatever it is, you are fortunate in this matter. Your vitality can be slightly low. It is like your mind is energetic but the body isn't. You should avoid irritability, which might be a result of this weakness of some sort. Workouts should help a lot now. After the 15th, the vitality could drop further. This is certainly the time to rest. Some friendships might be tested. Sun has now moved a complete circle. This is the last month before he enters your sign again. It is time to let go some things which you held on to for a year. Simha, June forecast for Moon sign Leo. Wishes come true till the 22nd. You are very happy and fortunate in anything related to groups and friendships. Some of you gain huge amount of money. Groups are where wealth lies this month. Mercury transits your house of profession. A past project or a past colleague might reappear. This will not be the best of opportunities, as retrograde planets usually help to fix anything that was left halfway. After the 2nd, the intimacy area of your life will be the focus. For some of you, this is a time to spend quality time with your soulmate. For a few others of you, it could be the time to terminate a friendship or for a temporary distancing. But most of the problems get fixed after the 15th. Many of you will have the best time of the year. There will be rise in the status. Many of you will add VIPs to your list of contacts. Kanya, June forecast for Moon sign Virgo. Profession needs a lot of skills this month. Female colleagues can be challenging to handle. If not cautious, there can be a drop in reputation. So guard against this. A work opportunity seems to show up, but after the 3rd, it can get connected to a past work or it could take you back to an old situation. This past situation may not be really lucky. Luck finds you after the 2nd. Group activities take the attention. You are not in the best form in the groups. You pretend to be your own happy self, but energy is low. Are you missing someone? Maybe. 15th onwards, life shines. Welcome 2 months of career success, name, fame and fortune. All is well, so shine like a star. Tula, June forecast for Moon sign Libra. There is a dawn of fortune to begin the month. Things just seem to fall into your lap. You are a winner anywhere you go. Status goes up. You are popular and respected. For a week, things in your partnership seem to go awry, but again suddenly seems as all things are settled. You will be healed. Health and immunity will improve greatly. From the 2nd onwards, profession picks up. You will have a lot of positive energy flowing into your system. You will feel energized. Workplace brings joy. After the 15th, you will have some general luck coming towards you. This is not so directly visible yet. You will need to work behind the scenes. Luck will bloom this month, rewards begin to flow next month. Vrishika, June forecast for Moon sign Scorpio. Healing comes so easily this month. Past 45 days might have been tough. Now the world seems to welcome you anywhere you go. Friendships become so easy now. In the 1st week, some communication issues haunting you from the last month in crucial partnerships seem like fixed. But they return for a 2nd consideration after the 3rd. Clarity helps, not irritability. Luck will take about 2 more months to swell. Until then, it is better to work behind the scenes. Hard work pays off in just another month. After the 15th, the emotional side of your personality becomes more sensitive. Any misunderstanding can lead to distress. It is better to keep yourselves completely occupied. Danu, June forecast for Moon sign Sagittarius. The month has some difficulties in partnership areas. Not everything seems as easygoing thing. Friends seem to have very high expectations from you this month. For a week, communications in the important relationships become slightly tensed. But your attention will get diverted to other issues in life from the second week. Health becomes a priority. From the second of the month, relationships either get extremely steamy or they get stressful. Depends on the current status. But it is a temporary phase. So no harsh decisions are necessary. From the 15th, things can get slightly difficult to get going in the social scenario. Not many might be talking to you. So a lonely feeling might bother you. But even this is temporary. Just a month and then there is no stopping you. Makara, June forecast for Moon sign Capricorn. This month begins with a reminder about how important women are in life. They are happy, we are happy. So let us keep them happy by talking right way this month. But it can make your thoughts cluttered this month. So communicating and thinking with clarity becomes crucial. He is retrograde. So some problem relating to children, some investment issues PF the past may crop up again. From the 2nd of June, partnerships seem to need a lot of attention. There could be a lot to be discussed, a lot to be made clear. But there can also be a lot of hidden conversations. So pay attention. The 15th onwards, there is a lot more happening in your life. There is so much of confidence and so much of energy. Everything seems just right and goes in your favor. Opposition will be crushed. Kumbha, June forecast for Moon sign Aquarius. The month has a great effect to begin with. Kids, investments, art, creativity become very important now. You will seem to find these as the sources of joy. There is a lot of love and energy flowing between you and the near and dear ones. For the first week, communication seems tricky. But it quickly settles down to great levels from the second week onwards. Second onwards, the month has a great positive energy flowing in your life. It is just within the limits of what is available, unlike other times when Mars would overpower you. He is just sweet and adequate this time. Love and care flow easily. After the 15th, kids, creativity, art, finances need caution. Things may take egoistic turns. Let us take care not to hurt one's or others' egos. Mina, June forecast for Moon sign Pisces. There is so much of happiness at home this month. Property, assets, mother, heart, all these prosper so well. You are likely to be very comfortable at your home. For the first week, communication seems to go smooth. Happiness increases at home. After the third, an old situation or an old publishing problem might resurface. This will get resolved in about 18 days. A slow and mellow Mars transits your fifth house. So this is a time when you are likely feel good about your newfound love. There can be stress from over expectations to the others. After the 15th, some issues at the family scenario need to be handled. Documents, papers, litigation to be avoided. Ego clashes at home need to be handled with care.